Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know what? We just got the video. Rodney McLeod, this is going to be his final game tomorrow of his illustrious 13-year career. And the team just put out a video. They carried him off the practice field. And I just want to make sure. Somebody send that to the Morning Boys because I would like to see them. I'm assuming Rodney's going to be with them on this Tuesday. Maybe the final appearance on the show.
I'm not sure about that.
I want them to carry Rodney out of the studio as a way to say thank you for showing up to at least 12 of the interviews they had planned for him this year.
They clean out the lockers on Sunday. I'm going to imagine he's not going to be there on Tuesday.
I mean, no. The lease has got to run through the rest of January, right? I don't know how these leases for the players work.
I imagine he's in Cabo on Monday. He's got to be gone.
No, Wednesday. Got to give it to the Morning Boys one last time.
Listen, I'm going
to
needle you on this a little bit, and only you can go off on something like this in a way that I think is necessary. You're a 3-win team when you're getting carried off the practice field?
That's their priorities.
They were chanting and cheering as if they had accomplished something.
Yeah, no.
What was that?
They have. They've accomplished getting a top 3 pick.
That was as coordinated as their dances. What is going on here? You're getting carried off a practice field because it's your final practice?
I think it's apropos. I mean, what a great team.
What was that?
Just a bunch of guys just playing football for each other.
Dump them in the water like they just won a Super Bowl.
Listen, that locker room does not care about results-based analysis. So it's fine. No, this isn't great. I think it's great. It's a nice little victory lap for the season. It's been great.
Been here for 2 years. It's not like Rodney McLeod.
Even if he'd
been here for a decade, even if you want to pick up Joel Bitonio because Joel secretly is retiring or something like that, and you want to carry him off, it'd be a big thing to carry, but like you want to carry him off.
Get a couple of guys.
He'd been here for a decade. Rodney's been here for 2 years.
I just got to tell you, I think it'd be even like funnier. I hope they carry him off the field tomorrow.
Oh my God, that would be so funny. It's actually Rudy.
But they lose by 21 to Baltimore, and then they carry Rodney McLeod off the field. If you cannot be good, the next most interesting thing you can be is unintentionally funny. And them carrying Rodney off the field after getting waxed by Baltimore to secure like a number one pick. Oh, who's, by the way?
He doesn't even do a thing where he's like, no, don't do this. This doesn't look good. He's like, yes, let's bask in a 3-win season. This is going to be great for everybody.
I think it's a great look.
What are they doing over there?
Losing 13 games.
Have they just lost their minds so bad? Or are they at the point where they just know everything sucks so bad that they're just going to try to make it whatever fun they can possibly make it? Is that all we're like watching here? Because I don't think they realize how much it's killing all the fans to see this stuff.
I don't think they care.
I don't think they care either.
And when I say they, I should be honest. Like, I don't mean literally every guy there doesn't care. But, Yeah, I mean, I don't listen. I think Jimmy Haslam tells you he doesn't care that this is the worst season in the last 7 years for the Browns by not making changes. Oh, you're gonna fire tight ends coach. You show them how angry you are, Tiger. Yeah, they don't care.
I mean, this is end of summer camp vibes, Nick. They've not being a 3-win team for a sport that is worth billions.
The check cleared. They like each other. They have more, again, I'll say it, the Haslams and the Ivy Leaguers have more in common with each other than they do with the average Clevelander out there. Honestly, those guys and the Browns players, most of them have more in common than your average Clevelander. It's this kind of stuff. And listen, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but it's just this stuff, the Miles stuff, that it's just like, yeah, miss me. I don't care about it.
I don't do this often, because I think sometimes we can go overboard when we do this type of thing. But like, you think Belichick would ever carry anybody off after a practice?
I don't think they carried anybody off. Tom Brady won six Super Bowls.
And his big chant was no days off. He won a Super Bowl and couldn't even have fun. Meanwhile, these guys are acting like this is a summer camp and everything's supposed to be awesome.
But here's the thing, and you and I know this because this is how we think of things. When somebody tells you who they are, not with words, but with actions, believe them.
Sure.
This is a player-led locker room that they've said repeatedly, it sucks to lose. And then they've continued to lose, and they've continued to act as if they're not a 3-13 team. So they're telling you that it clearly has not... Whenever the Deshaun thing, when the levy broke with that, along with his Achilles, there was a chance to save the season. They didn't. And Jameis was playing well enough to save the season. They didn't. At that point, it was a defense that wasn't playing well enough. So there's always some reason they're not performing, and they're content with it. So why on a Friday?
I mean, they're not telling me they're taking it serious now.
On a Friday before the last season or the last game of the season in what should be a 3-14 season, if they're in rah-rah celebration mode, okay.
Honestly, the place should be the energy of a morgue. I mean, I know it's like, oh, but we're human. We want to have fun. Yeah, I also want to win games and not go 3-13. What the hell is this?
Respectfully, let's not, because there's the other cynical part of this, as you can get to, where every chance they have to put this kind of stuff out, they do. Maybe this one you keep in the chamber.
That's fine as well. Don't rub it in our faces. Yeah. That's the part of this that I think I'm bothered by.
I don't think it's an intentional, I'm going to rub your face in it, but it's a bad look. It's an embarrassing look to put out in the public. If you want to do this behind closed doors, totally get it. But yeah, I just...
Oh, but it does. It gives off that vibe, the scene I always talk about with Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch, where he goes out and he watches Johnny Damon eat at the restaurant after the game and is like, oh, he doesn't care about it the same way I care about it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, when I say leadership wants this to be a place where results don't dictate your future. And I get that. I'd love that too. I guarantee you there's a mechanic out there would love it. If he couldn't fix an F-150 from 1992 and couldn't get it done, he'd love to not be fired for that. I totally get it. We'd all love to just be able to do whatever we want with no repercussions for the results that we deliver.
And just put it on the feet of process over results.
Yeah, it's a process over... It's the verticals, baby. The verticals are fine. So the locker room clearly doesn't hate this as much as you and I do, or the fans out there do. The coaches, clearly. I mean, every time we just got to coach better and we just got to play better.
I mean, how do they not see how dumb this is?
Because they don't care. They don't care. What it means to be a Cleveland Brown. And again, I'm painting everybody with a broad picture. I want to make it very clear. I'm not talking about literally every guy in that locker room. There are guys in that locker room I massively respect. I do. Including Joel Bitonio, who, it should be noted, it was not being carried off the practice field today. Maybe because they didn't have enough guys. Sorry, that was a fat joke, Joel. That was not cool. I'm heavier than you are. That was friendly fire. I can do better. I will be better. But no, I mean, Kevin Stefanski comes out and gives you the same blasé answer after every loss. And sometimes he has a sad puppy face on, and other times he doesn't. You know, the owner has told everyone that he's comfortable with this. So the owner's embracing losing. The front office is... And here's the thing. The locker room loves this because nobody on that staff seems to have a red ass. Like when Bill Callahan was here, that dude had a red ass. Whether you like Bill Callahan, thought he was great, thought he was overrated, whatever.
I thought Jim Schwartz was going to be that guy. But all he wants to do is TikTok dances and apparently carrying Rodney McLeod off the field.
But again, like... I'm not going to be the guy. I'm not going to take the bait. You guys want to Carey, and I listen, Rodney's got was an undrafted free agent. Rodney deserves a lot of respect. He carved out a hell of a career in the NFL, and I respect the guy. I respect that he's come on the station. A lot that I love about this. I really, truly want to say, but I'm not going to take the bait of overreacting to it, because at some point you just have to accept it. Like, we live and die for 3 hours. And you know what? Actually, I will tell you one thing that bugs me is when analyst and everybody comes on and says those players and coaches, they care more about the results at the end of a game than you do. No. They put more work into it because they have to go play the game. But I've been around plenty of NFL locker rooms. Sometimes they don't care. I'm not saying that's definitively what's happening here. But this idea that they just care more, they care because of the paycheck. When it comes to what it means to put on brown and orange, they don't draft football players. They don't. They draft some sort of analytical, what, Sparks score. They don't draft guys who bleed and live and die football. They don't draft guys who talk like leaders. They draft guys who do imitations of what leaders are, right? And here's the thing. They're cool with it. They are. And it sucks. It's like somebody
I just don't get how they can have any fun in this moment.
Here's the
That's
thing.
All, Nick.
There is the selfish thing here of, man, it's so much more fun to do my job when the Browns are 13-3 as opposed to 3-13. There is.
For sure.
But here, what these guys just don't understand is that, you know, we separate emotions from the reaction to what happened. Yeah, we can't. Because, you know, Kevin Stefanski had fired. He's the head coach in Philadelphia 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to be here.
Right.
You know, people from here. And I just, there is, I've never been more, and here's the thing. We can say, well, last year was so great and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's a one-off. And consistently, under Stefanski and Barry, they don't, and this is why Mike Vrabel was such an enticing nugget to have out there. Mike Vrabel understands exactly what it means to lose and what it feels like and what Monday feels like.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't. And that's okay. But it just, it's a little disheartening as a Browns fan, but oh well.
I mean, it's a pool party. I just don't understand it. They seem so happy. They seem like this was a great time.
I mean,
Rodney looks like a 10-year-old on Christmas.
It was his first
Wilson football.
It was a very successful. Here's the thing. This in and of itself.
He's never held a football in his life. He looks so happy.
This in and of itself is not the biggest deal. But when you start to
but these things compound, though. They
do. And I think that's the thing. It's another thing on the avalanche of they're content at 3-13. And this is just another sign.
I mean, if you can't understand why you shouldn't be hoisting players up and then carrying them off into the pool, looking like you're having a great time in a 3-13 season, I just can't help you.
By the way, Northern Summit Browns backers. For God's sake, Rodney McLeod is retiring, making a big deal about his teammates celebrating the end of his career. Stupid. All right. Then maybe, you know what? Maybe we're all just cool with losing. No, I mean, seriously. Maybe this is, you know, it's always like when people out abusive relationships, maybe we're more comfortable in the dysfunction with the Browns than winning.
I just don't know any other locker room where this would be accepted on a 3-win team.
I mean, here's the thing. The funny thing is, it's a good point. How mad can I really be? It's just another piece of evidence of who this Browns organization is. And it starts with Jimmy. It does. It starts with the attitude of people up higher up in that organization who act like criticisms of the organization, this or any other, are ridiculous. Like, why are you talking? Well, because you're 3-13, Mac. It doesn't look good, bud.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you should, after 5 years, you should have been able to sustain winning at some point. Well, here's this excuse, and here's this excuse. Well, we've all shared in the disappointment of Deshaun. Well, okay. I guess that sums it up. I guess that's where you are. And congrats to Rodney on his retirement. Thank you for last year.
We really appreciate the 2 years you were here.
Yeah, and again,
and treating like, are we going to put him in the Browns Hall of Fame next week too?
I was actually thinking Ring of Honor. Is there a difference?
No, well, no, it's the same thing.
Both are pretty lonely.
are we going to retire his jersey?
Are we
going
to put Rex Hadnot in first? Rex had a good 2 year run here.
Jeez.
216-474-99. I'm not that bugged by it because it's just another line of evidence from this year at where their priorities are. They say they want to win, and then they go, it's about publicizing this as much as it is about doing the damn
thing.
It's
just an awful look, and I don't know why they can't see how bad of a look it is. You're slapping your fans right in the face. It's all you're doing in this instance.
But I think as we're getting some evidence on, so I don't know the fans really care that much. I don't want to say that's another broad stroke. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, I think there are some fans who look at this, why wouldn't you carry Rodney off the practice field on your shoulders for a guy who's been here for 2 years and a guy who's won approximately zero playoff games while Joe Bitonio might be walking off?
It stinks because it's another reminder that that I think we take it and we care way more than they do in this regard. I mean, this is just... It's bad, Nick. This is not good.
The Browns are playing for something in Week 18. So is the rest of the AFC North. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.